talking league. There's still a lot of news coming through with the world of rugby league. Our man is Peter Peters, and Zorb's on the line right now. G'day, Zorb.
Morning, Ray. Morning, Jimmy. Plenty happening this week, hasn't there, again, in rugby league. It never stops. But Trent Merrin, after all, is going to the Leeds Rhinos. And Josh Maguire, a bit of a shock there, long-term deal with the Cowboys.
Mm. I mentioned it earlier, Zorb. How does it happen that the players or their agents can't talk to clubs, supposedly, until they're a year out from the end of their deal, but the clubs can talk to clubs about moving players on?
Yeah, it doesn't seem right, does it? And obviously the Broncos made it clear that they would let Maguire go. Maguire's management knew that. They gave him the heads up, and the Cowboys took the bait. They're going to have a fair side. I mean, they've signed Ben Barber, of St Helens, and of course he's coming back to the NRL. They've signed Josh Maguire. They've signed Nene McDonald from St George. They're going to have Michael Morgan back fit and well, and they've got a rising young superstar in Jake Clifford to join the likes of Tamu Lolo and the rest of them there. They're going to be a top side. They won't be coming where they came this year, next season. I can bet my bottom dollar on that.
Hey, so I'm just back to that issue that Jimmy raised, and I know he had some of his thoughts earlier in the program. In an ideal world, what's the answer? Re-club movements of players and indeed coaches as well.
Look, I don't think you're ever going to stop the coaches moving around, and no. I don't believe we should either. I mean, you know, they're not under the NRL rules in terms of contracts. At least at this stage they're not, and I can't see them going down that path. I don't have an issue with it. Doesn't happen all that often. This year we've seen a lot of movement, but I don't think that anybody's going to be the poorer for it. I quite think it's intriguing. I can't wait to see Wayne Bennett at under the spotlight of the Sydney media, rather than having the cushy one city arrangement that he's had at the Brisbane Broncos for so many years. I mean, we saw him at St George and he changed his ways to fit in with Sydney a fair bit. I think he's going to have to change a whole lot more when he goes to the Rabbitohs.
Well, we saw him at Newcastle where he didn't fit in with the local press at all. And, you know, that was a feature of his time there, how disconnected he was with the Newcastle media.
Jimmy and Pete,
he'll get absolutely hammered in Sydney if he takes that attitude.
Pete and Jimmy, question to both of you. Any update on the Seibold Bennett situation?
I understand that something will happen this week. It's untenable the way it is. Looks like the Broncos are prepared to pay out Wayne Bennett to move, and they want Seibold there as quickly as possible. Souths want Seibold out as quickly as possible. So it'll happen this week.
Wednesday was the day I heard, and you're quite right around the a bit of money going Wayne's way, and the fact that Anthony Seibold was asked about the Josh Maguire trade rather than Wayne Bennett, I think is significant as well. I tell you what, it's motivated our talk topic today, overdue decisions in sport. Tony Archer, it's one of the first things that Graeme Annesley has done. He's gone in there and moved very swiftly, and I think it's an obvious one, Zorb. How do you see it?
Well, I think the shake-up in the referees' ranks is huge.
Yeah.
And it's not before time. Graeme Annesley, and people forget that he was a top referee. He refereed Origin.
Yes.
And a long time in the NRL. He's now in charge of the performance of referees. Now, Tony Archer has been speared, and Bernard Sutton now answers directly to Annesley. Interesting time for the referees. Maybe the 2019 season will finally have a female referee with either Casey Badger or Belinda Sleeman stepping up into that role. And it's incredible. I read during the week where Casey Badger is having a rib removed.
Yeah.
It's been causing her a lot of pain. She's happy to go through with what looks like being a three-hour operation just to achieve a goal in rugby league. Well, I think that sort of determination deserves a reward, and she's certainly good enough. The NRL have gone ahead in leaps and bounds in women in the game, particularly participating now in a top flight competition. But I think we need to go the whole way. The NRL, and I think Graeme Annesley's the man that is going to do that. And I think it's time to take the next step. And I also like the fact that for some time now, I've thought that the NRL have been really aloof when it comes to the media. Now, the media are a massive part of the game. Where the NRL tries to shun the media, other sports would love the media microscope that NRL attracts. Now, introducing a Monday all-in media session, I think it's long overdue. I think the people in charge of media at the NRL and other people that tip to the CEO, they should hang their heads in shame for not bringing this in a long time ago. Monday morning, the media all in. They get a chance to talk about the weekend. They can ask the hierarchy of the league what is going on in certain areas, and it gets a lot of things out of the way first day of the week after the competition. I think it's a great move, and congratulations to Graeme Annesley for instigating it. He's been a CEO for the last few years at the Titans, and obviously seen some things happen that he doesn't like in the game, and I think this is a fantastic step forward and a great start to his return to the NRL.
Yeah, and Graeme Annesley is the sort of guy who instills confidence, doesn't he? But I can see, Jimmy, you've got some questions.
The only thing is that it's hard to placate, in the words of the great Warren Ryan, it's hard to placate those people who are determined to be outraged.
Yeah, but being what Zorba's saying is right, being upfront and transparent.
Well, let's wait till there's a stress test.
Well, it's got to be stress tested. It'll come early
it'll
on.
Happen.
We know that.
It'll be round one. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll come. It'll come before round one. I mean, it's coming now with a Jared Hayne issue.
Yeah,
it's a good point.
Well, on that, Zorb, I know there's a police investigation underway, and there's a presumption of innocence here as well. So it's not a good situation for either party. But the secondary element we were talking about earlier, what does this potentially do now to Jared Hayne's rugby league career, Zorb?
Well, I think it could be over. The reasons why. Now, I've seen a lot of similar allegations over the years. Not many end in a prosecution. The stats say that. And, and there's just a whole lot of players that have been alleged to have done something that have been found not to be guilty when it's gone to a court of law. However, Jared doesn't have any time on his side on this occasion. He won't be re-signed while the allegations sit there, and that's not going to happen quickly because of the way courts are, if it goes that far. Now, the NRL Integrity Unit, they sent Karen Murphy, who is just outstanding in her role in the Integrity Unit, to the women's home in the Hunter Valley, and she immediately referred the issue after interviewing the woman to police. Now, that's where it sits at the moment. And because of that, and because there's been no charges laid, and because it's all speculation at the moment and allegations, it could go on for a long time. And as I said earlier, Hayne hasn't got a long time. Clubs aren't going to sign him until this issue is settled one way or the other. And I think that's all over Red Rover for Jared Hayne. He's still got the 2015 case in San Francisco yet to be heard in an American court.
Yeah.
So I don't think we'll see the Hayne playing rugby league anytime soon.
Well, the best chance for Jared Hayne was to get extremely fit, have a massive off-season or massive pre-season, which is he hasn't done in the past, and that's been pretty well documented, and now this is going to make it even harder. And I'm talking purely from a football point of view. What about fathers and sons together? We're all looking forward to Cleary and Cleary. What are your thoughts on that, Zorb?
Oh, look, I think it's fraught with danger. Look, Nathan turned 21 this week, and he'll finally be coached in the NRL by his father, Nathan. It's a rarity in rugby league at the elite level. I can only think of Johnny Lang and Martin Lang at Cronulla and Penrith.
Yes.
Bob Fulton and Scott Fulton at the Manly Seagulls. Mm. I struggle. Shane Flanagan and son Kyle probably this coming season will face the same situation as Nathan and Ivan at Penrith. But I don't know. It can change a dressing room very quickly. It can bring a different dynamic into the dressing room.
Yes.
You can imagine a player hearing his dad being bagged by his teammates over a coffee, and that happens. Nepotism raises its ugly head. It's not the fairy tale that everyone thinks it is, and stand by. I can see a lot of problems with it. I wouldn't like to be in that position, particularly as Nathan still lives at home, I understand. I mean, to wake up in the morning, go and have breakfast, your dad's there. Then you go to training, your dad's there. Then you go to a video session, your dad's there. Then you go to the game at the weekend, your dad's there. I love my dad. I wish he was still around, but I don't want him to coach me in footy.
It's interesting, isn't it? But we'll see how it unfolds.
It is fascinating to see how it unfolds. Hey,
just a quick...
It is. It's not a normal situation.
No.
And look, there's great love between them. There's great respect between them. Nobody can deny that. They want to do it, but will it be what they want it to be? You know, losses bring certain amounts of pressure in football clubs. I just want to put a big question mark over it. I don't think it's a hunky-dory fairy tale that everyone thinks it could be.
Yeah, interesting take, Zorb. Hey, Zorb, just one quick one. Kalyn Ponga, I don't care where this kid plays, long as he's got the football in his hands, but it looks like Nathan Brown might switch him to the halves next year.
I think Nathan Brown's got to do something. I mean, whilst they were the side everyone could beat and down at the bottom and not having a lot of money, there was no real pressure on Nathan, and Brownie handled it pretty well. He was straight up and honest and upfront about it, but it's a different kettle of fish now. When you look at Newcastle, he's got to save his career as a coach now. The Knights have been patient in bad times with Brown, but under the new owners, West Newcastle, nothing short of a top eight will save Brownie next season. Particularly as he's on a year-to-year contract at the moment.
Yes.
And they've brought in some gun players. They brought in Tim Glasby, Jesse Ramian, Edric Lee, Mason Leno as a backup to Mitchell Pearce, and David Clemmer's just around the corner, on top of the big raid on the Roosters last year with Mitchell Pearce and co. coming to the club. They've had a massive overhaul, and nothing short of a top eight, maybe top six, will save Nathan Brown. So there's going to be pressure on from round one on Brownie, who's likeable. Everyone likes him as a coach, but he's got to get some results. He hasn't got them in the NRL.
10th in the line of betting to win the competition, the Newcastle Knights at $21. That's at tab.com.au. $450, the Roosters. To make the eight, they're $225.
$225 to make the eight.
Yeah, the Knights, $225 to make the eight. And what about this?
They'll make the eight.
What about this?
And that's the lay down was there.
Dally M medalist for 2019. Favourite, Kalyn Ponga at $8.
Yeah, well, he's a young star. Superstar. Look, they're just going to be an outstanding side. You can see massive crowds in Newcastle.
Yep.
I drove through there the other day just on about an hour before kickoff in the A League, and they were coming from everywhere in their blue and red. I just think Newcastle's about to explode as a sporting capital again. Great ground, great support. Two good football codes to follow there. I think they're going to be a juggernaut come a year or two in the NRL. They're getting their junior league together well. They've got some outstanding juniors coming through as a result of the junior reps in recent years. And just stand by for Newcastle to really give the game a lift.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that. Good on you, Zorb. We'll speak again next week. There'll be something else going on in the world of rugby league.
There will be for sure, boys.
Yeah.
Bye.
See good on you, mate. There he is, Zorba, with his thoughts on that. James Tedesco, second favourite at $11.